They'll tell you legislating's about making deals. Okay, but shouldn't we judge the deals that get done? Openly lesbian U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin announced that she was able, as a member of the Senate Appropriations Committee, to prevent two critical offices for ensuring LGBTI rights are a U.S. foreign policy priority from being cut out of the fiscal year 2018 State Department Appropriations legislation, reported the homosexual-focused Dallas Voice. Is that really a deal worthy of making, spending money we don't have to make homosexual issues a policy priority in our nation's foreign policy? Will they feel the same on the left if we made encouraging Christian values a top policy priority at the State Department? The fact that senators have to do horse trading with our money, of course, to get deals put together is neither new nor preventable, but which members of the McConnell, Cornyn leadership team are so weak that what they've got to fund to get something of their own are two offices that seek to keep pro-homosexuality issues tops in our national policy? In Austin, you have a Speaker of the House who was highly rated by the National Abortion Rights Action League when he became Speaker, and who has years later made it a priority to make sure the so-called transgendered can use bathrooms and showers made for the other sex in our public schools. The whole of the GOP caucus in D.C. and Austin doesn't back the far left's agenda. So why do the members elect leadership that does? I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas, weekdays at 5 p.m.